Reflection, third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Cycle B. First Gospel reading, Mark 1. Second Reflection. Cycle B means we're reading primarily from the Gospel of Mark, even though last week we read from the Gospel of John and heard about the call of the first disciples, Andrew and an unnamed disciple. This week we have a different version, Mark's version of the call of the first disciples. Although Andrew is still a part of the story, we do not have the unnamed disciple from the Gospel of John. There are some significant differences between last week's story and this week's. In last week's story, Andrew and his companion were initially followers of John the Baptist. After the Baptist pointed out Jesus, they began to follow him. In Mark's story, Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee when he calls the brothers Simon and Andrew. They abandon their nets and follow him. Then he calls the brothers James and John, sons of Zebedee. All four become Jesus' followers that day, whereas Zebedee is left holding the net. The sons of Zebedee are critical figures in the Synoptic Gospels as opposed to the Gospel of John. In fact, we only hear of the sons of Zebedee in the epilogue of the Gospel of John, chapter 21, but nowhere in the first 20 chapters. Even in John 21, we don't learn their names. They're merely the sons of Zebedee. But the image Mark paints for us is different. He gives us their names and depicts them as giving themselves in complete dedication to following Jesus. All is abandoned in their pursuit of him. In this story, we hear something of the preaching of Jesus, which to a certain degree echoed that of John the Baptist. Jesus' preaching will be developed and expanded throughout the Gospel of Mark, but at this early stage, it is centered around the twofold command, repent and believe. The story is certainly idealized for dramatic effect. We only need to look at the Gospel of John to see another version of Andrew and Peter being called by Jesus. But what if Mark is telling us at What is Mark telling us by narrating the story the way he does? Certainly that these first disciples left everything in single-minded pursuit of Jesus. As such, they represent the ideal. Still, as we will learn throughout this gospel, the disciples did not often live up to that ideal. And perhaps this is another lesson of Mark's story. Our beginnings can be filled with such idealism, promise, and pure-hearted devotion. Only later will reality begin to sink in and our failings and shortcomings become apparent, as they no doubt will with the disciples.